Dave, what was your reaction and when Joe Woods got the promotion to?
I felt like it wasn't a better coach ready for the opportunity. Joe Woods, man, he's familiar with us. Man, he's been going on 3 years with us. And, you know, I'm happy. No disrespect to Wade. Wade was a great coach. But if you replace him, what a better person than Joe.
With Joe moving up, what did Marcus Robertson and Johnny Lynn brought to the room?
A lot of smarts, man. Then we just added another level to our room, man, just helping us make more plays, strong minds in the room. And I think we're going to be able to do some great things, adding them two to the bunch.
Darian, the Patriots visiting the White House today, how has this offseason been different than last year? When you see images like that, I mean, does that motivate you after sitting out the playoffs?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we definitely want to get there, man. But the White House visit, I mean, it was special. It's a special time, man, just to meet the president. But, I mean, we're ready to get back to just back to the championship. That's our mindset every year.
Every year is different. Every year here is a championship mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But we keep reminding you a year ago, how are you going to do it again? Is it easier to hit the reset button given the year you had last year? And is it?
Yeah, I mean, we all came back with fresh minds, man, ready to work. A lot of us were disappointed last year, man, not getting to the playoffs. And, you know, that's our mindset every year, just championships. Playoffs are expected, you know, from this group. And just missing that last year hurt. And we just ready to get back there, man. And it was a start having all of us here day one here.
Does it need to be addressed in all that narrative offense versus defense that developed last year? Do you think that's a thing in the past, maybe even part of the coaching staff change? Is that something that has to be addressed going forward?
No, it's a thing of the past. I think it's a new year, man. Got new coaching staff. Like I said, great minds offensively and defensively. And like I said, I think we already got everybody in place, and we look to add a couple in the draft, man. But I think everyone's here and ready to go.
What's your impressions of Vance when he steps in front of the room?
Leader, man, ready to work, happy to be here, loves to work just from him talking to us. So I'm excited about what he's bringing to the table.
Does it mean more to you guys having a head coach with a lot of experience coaching the secondary?
You know, we really – it's great just having him an extra extra guy giving us input. But, you know, we get, like I said, we have a lot of them in there, Joe Woods, Johnny Lynn, and M. Rob. So, I mean, we can go to either guy, man, and get info.
How does the secondary get better when you led the league in pass defense the past 2 years? What are specific things you're looking to do as a group with the no-fly zone to do better?
Back to the basics, technique, assignments, just getting familiar with the playbook. You know, we all ready to work and ready to be legendary, being a top three, leading the league 3 years straight. So, you know, it's our mindset, so we're ready to go.
When you look at that, what kind of luxury, seeing those same guys every year in the secondary, you guys together, what luxury does that allow you on a given play just because you play together so
much? Man, it's a great luxury. You know, this league changes so much, but just knowing that those guys are going to be in the room week in, week out, year in, year out, man, it's great, man, just to know you can count on those guys.
For you personally, having signed the extension last November, how does that change and develop your mindset coming into this season?
It doesn't change. Stay hungry. That's always been my mindset, and I'm not going to deter from it.
You got to work a bit more with Justin Simmons at the end of the year on the field. What kind of progress did he make, and where is he now coming back?
I think just that second year, you're more comfortable. You're like a vet, man. I think the game's going to slow down a lot for him and Will. And they always have us for help. So we always open to help, man. It's going to be a great year. I think I'm expecting him to make a lot of plays.
Darian, you guys added some big boys up front. Just how critical is it to get that run defense back to what it needs to be?
That was our weakest point last year. So that was the biggest point of emphasis is to get that right, and I think we got some good guys in here that's going to help us fill that role, and again, going to the draft and looking for guys too.
Darian, word came down this week that Akeem will not face any suspension.
over the shooting incident last summer in Dallas. Does that provide a sense of relief to the room of, in the secondary?
Absolutely. You know, you can't replace Talib, man. He's a hell of a player, all-pro player year in, year out, and a guy that we count on week in, week out.
This is your third year for you guys, no flies on this group together. What do you do? What's better now than it was last year and the year before because of that experience?
Just our friendship, man, just us being closer. Being 3 years together, you know, you really don't see that a lot, especially having the years we have under our belt. And I think it's going to be a lot of plays made just us being comfortable with one another and then adding a new group coaching staff.
We keep on saying no fly zone, and your group, very well deserved, is the strongest identity on this team.
Mm-hmm.
But we often think quarterback or linebacker or something as leading a team. As a group, can you lead from the back?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. You know, we all vets in the room. And with Trevor, Trevor's a leader, whether you like it or not, of being our quarterback, him and Paxton. And, you know, we still look for them for leadership. But when it comes to working and just one lead by example, just guys to look at, you're going to look at the no-fly zone because I think we do it the right way. And so to answer your question, I definitely think we could lead by example on the back end.
What is it about Talib that guys gravitate to that we don't see maybe in the locker room that makes him such a large presence for you guys?
If you wanna want some honesty, go to Talib. Go to Talib, man. He's a straight shooter, and that's one thing you respect about him. He's not going to sugarcoat nothing and beat around the bush. He's going to tell you, he's going to be honest with you. So that's one thing. That's all you can ask for somebody, just to be honest.
What was the most honest thing he was with you?
Oh, I mean, me and Talib, we had a lot of talks, but, you know, biggest thing I'd probably say just the contract situation. You know, dealing with it. You know, I never really had this much money on the table. And so I asked him to leave, and he gave me his input, and, you know, I just took it and ran with it.
So he told you to take the money?
I mean, he told me, man, tomorrow's not promised. That's the best thing I could have, advice I could have had, so. Lord knows it probably was out there, but I'm happy with the guys I'm around, and you know that's more important.
Brandon, you got one last one.
How big was it for you to be a Pro Bowler and participate in the Pro Bowl, and how you carried what you got there?
That was big. That's something we all work for year in, year out, in off season. And so this year it's all Pro. That's my goal. You know, I'm never satisfied. Always working to be great and. And like I said, we have coaching staffs in the room. I'm always going to bring those guys up because I really feel like that group right there is going to take us to the next level, you know. And so we're ready to work.
All right. Thanks, Darren.